So this week on Free People, Free
you
People.
One light out, that's pretty cool.
Oh, this has been quite the morning, hasn't it?
Moving right along.
Welcome back to another conversation. I'm Tanya. This is my husband, Felix. And Baby Lion is missing for this part of the episode, but it is possible that he will make an appearance.
Over the last week, I built a dungeon and I padded it so he wouldn't get hurt or anything. And it's not really that moist. But we've decided to keep him in the dungeon occasionally. Not for extended periods of time, but just, you know, for critical moments when we have to actually express a point or possibly have some silence. But rest easy, he's safe.
And for anyone that's freaking out right now in this moment, do not call Child Protective Services on us. That is a dry joke. So this past Friday, we had Free People Social Night, which we have every single week in downtown LA. Usually we have it at our art space, but we were booked for an art show. So we hosted it down the street at a friend's place, Harry and Michelle. And they have a business pretty similar to ours. It's called Launchpad. I'll probably link it in the show notes in the description as well if you guys want to check them out. But it was really cool to be able to have another space and continue our conversation regardless of what is going on with us. So thank you so much to Harry and Michelle for opening up your space and hosting us. We had a lot of fun. Our word for the week was look up.
And we like to say you don't have to be in the building to be in the house. So we're trying to get you guys to engage weekly on these words that we're putting up to converse about. So ideally, you guys will leave us some comments on Look Up. And when we get together in person with everybody on Friday, we get to share what your guys' opinions were. We'll let you know what next week's word is in advance. It's I can't. So if you guys would like to participate in I can't, you guys can shoot us a message immediately and we'll bring it up on Friday and let them know in person that our YouTube audience is saying this about I can.
Also, if you would like to be part of our mailer, we do have a mailer that's going out every single week. So you can just email hello@freepeoplefreepeopletv.com, send in your information and we'll put you in that newsletter so you can just keep up to date with what we're doing physically week to week. And so that we can join it with the online conversations that we're having on here.
And our hopes is for free people to not just be a physical community, but a digital community.
Yeah.
When we hit the road, hopefully we'll be able to meet some of you guys out there.
Yeah, that would be super cool. And talk about hitting the road. We mentioned in the last episode that we bought a van and we didn't dive too much into it. So I wanted to talk about the van a little bit because we spent so much time this week doing the initial, like I guess the beginning of the build. If you guys don't know exactly what we've done, we bought a van, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, and we're converting it into a tiny home on wheels with the hopes to travel, to be more spontaneous, adventurous, and to take free people on the road.
And on Sundays, it could actually be church on wheels.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite things about this van conversion journey is I feel like I spent the last 10 years since I moved to LA just really working hard and having my head down in a computer and a phone and whatever media I needed to get my job done.
I don't know if you guys could hear that. That's our son being tortured in the dungeon. If you're wondering why our son has such chubby cheeks, the only way we gain any sanity is when we hand him, here, give him a Gerber ad. We hand him one of these biscuits and it takes him about 5 minutes to somewhat chew the biscuit, but also do like biscuit graffiti all over his clothes and his face and whatever. He kind of, Gerber, if you're looking for a new like mulatto Afro-Cuban baby to replace that pink one that you guys have up there.
All right, I'm back. Where were we? One of the things I'm most excited about with the van build and being able to travel once it's done, I felt like I spent the last 10 years just working and having my head in a computer screen or a phone or some kind of device to get my work done. And at this point in life, especially after having a child, I see the importance of just enjoying your life, of having a new pace in life, of being outdoors more, of investing in experiences over things. And one of the
experiences over things.
Yeah, experiences.
Note that.
But seriously, and it's not just about like you know, minimalism or any of that. It's just about having, clearing the clutter to have more room to be able to enjoy life. What's the word?
Majormalism?
No, the majormalism. That's me.
I just think there's a juxtaposition between life telling you what you're supposed to be doing to live and you telling life how you're going to live.
Yeah. And with what we're going to do, it's such an alternative lifestyle, and it's not about the vehicle. It's about what the vehicle allows you to do. It's about what the home allows you to do. And it's so cool to be able to look back and see, however we documented, video, photos, our the pins on a map of where we've gone with our son and the time that we spent and our ability to show him the world. For me, I've been in LA for 10 years and I've not really explored much of the country. And we live not just in a city, but we live in downtown. So it's very much a concrete to concrete as opposed to any sense of nature. And I grew up in nature. I grew up with fresh air. I grew up outdoors. And so it'll be really great to get back to that and have a little more peace, a little more of a slowness of pace, and have a clarity.
And fortunately for me, skateboarding blessed me with a career where I actually drove to a lot of the places that I went to. So I probably cut through the U.S. a good 20 times driving with a bunch of guys, just having a fun time skateboarding. So I know my way around the States really well. But I'm not completely looking forward to only a nature trip. I'm gonna try and hit a couple skate parks and maybe do a little edit. Could be something fun, maybe 50 states, 50 skate parks.
Yeah.
And she can pick a point of interest where we will go be tourists.
Yes.
And I can pick a point of skateboarding interest where I can hopefully go and not get hurt, not get too sore, because I got another 49 states to go.
I think it'll be really interesting, and a heck of an adventure.
We'll make a little film.
Yeah.
A little short film.
So if you guys are watching us on YouTube, do expect some van build, van vlogs to come, because we have been filming a lot of content. We don't know how we're going to roll it out just yet, but there will be some cool stuff coming up sharing that journey with you.
And let us know in the comments where you guys live and what there is to do in your town, and maybe you guys have that point of interest where we will map our route across the country, and we could do a meetup, we could do a free people in your town, mm-hmm. we could visit your church, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Cool. Super cool. So the story that I shared on Friday had to do with my culture shock, culture adjustment when I moved here. One of the first few days that I'd been in LA, I decided to go to the movies with my sister, and I get to the ticket station where they tell you tickets right before you go in, and the girl said, "Hi, how are you?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm well, thanks. How are you doing? How was your day?" And she kind of froze while she was tearing my ticket, and she was very taken aback, and she was confused as to why I was asking about her day. And in that moment, I kind of just carried on, but she thanked me for asking her how she was, and it really stuck with me. Because in South Africa, I feel like you go through your day and you don't necessarily have to see people that you know, because there are so many touch points and interactions, genuine interactions with people. You could have full-on conversations throughout the day and not even know any of the people that you've met, because there is this culture of authenticity and people have a different pace where it's important to actually pause and wait. When someone says, "Hi, how are you?" it's not just a greeting, it's a question. And that's something really cool that I didn't realize was a thing or something special about where I come from until I moved here. And people are just always in their screens in LA. People are always, when you walk down the street, not very interactive, shy to make eye contact. And that was such a big adjustment for me. And so I think my game when I walk down the street is to force eye contact with people. And weirdo! And just stare at them until they stare back or say hi, and wait for the response and say hi again to make sure that they actually heard me.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that reminds me of that thing in the elevator.
Yes.
So I got in the elevator one time, and I've done this more than once. It's just kind of, you've been in an elevator and you said hello and somebody said nothing. Mm-hmm. You've been in an elevator and you said good morning. Someone said nothing. So I got into the elevator and I said, "Good morning." And and no one said anything. So I said, good morning! And then all of a sudden everyone got startled and a couple people said good morning back. I was like, oh, cool. My bad. I just thought I didn't say it loud enough. I just have polite Tourette's, you know, my.
So embarrassing. But, I mean, too.
It was funny in the moment, at least to me it was.
It is funny, but to his point, like, that is how segregated we are as a culture. You'd think LA is such a melting pot of different cultures, but it is actually a very separated city. And when we talk about looking up, it's about a reminder to re-engage with people, re-engage with the people that you are in proximity with. It's such a sad thing to know that you can walk down the street and not even notice who's walking by you. I also shared on Friday that, have you ever had that moment where you're walking down the street and you go, oh my gosh, where did this building appear from? And the building took about 6 months to be built.
Yeah, if you live in Miami and the Arts District or South Park in LA, uh-huh. or if you live in Brooklyn, yes. you're having that moment a lot
exactly.
recently.
Exactly, because of all the gentrification and development and everything. But what a shame to be so busy in your life that you don't even realize that there's an entire structure. And if you don't see the structure, you definitely don't see the people.
You miss the whole building.
Yeah. And so our challenge to you and our challenge to really everybody is to let's take a pause in our life and let's look up, not in a cliche way, but as a self-check to remind yourself that people matter, that life is about your relationships, that life is about people. It's so easy to go through our lives and disconnect from people because of the busyness of life, but life is so fragile and we don't know how much time we have. This past week, we had a funeral at Mosaic for a woman who was a sheriff in LA County, and she was hit by a car, and she'd just come from helping an elderly couple who had fallen on the side of the street, and she was hit on the way back to her car. And that was her last moment of serving somebody. She had no idea that was the last day of her life. And then in the same day, or the day after the funeral, we hear about Kobe Bryant and the 9 other people that lost their lives in the helicopter crash as well. And these are just 2 reminders this week that show you the importance of looking up is not, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's what we were created for, a relationship. And we can't take that for granted.
Yeah, and I think both those examples are so critical of people who live their lives to the fullest. Yeah. Although both were 41, mm-hmm. she was actually on her day off and she noticed something that she couldn't look away from because her heart to serve people was so true. Mm-hmm. So when the lady fell down, she pulled her unmarked car, her just normal car, over and went to help the poor lady up.
Yeah.
And on her way back, that happened. And then Kobe had built a sports complex and was actually flying his daughter over to this communal basketball game, if I'm stating this correctly, mm-hmm. To just create community and build an avenue for kids to be able to enjoy life through sports. And it's tough to hear, but these people have lived such full lives. And if their life was to be 40 years, then they lived the fullest 40 years they could have ever lived.
Yeah.
Because people could live for 100 years of emptiness and not have a fraction of the impact both of these people had in their prospective communities.
Yeah.
So God bless them, and prayers to their families and all affected loved ones, and also the others that we don't know that have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough because thousands of people pass away a day.
Every day, yeah.
And these same feelings go out to them. But it's just these couple instances that we're noting are just a little closer to our circle of friends and community.
Yeah.
I woke up today and found out 2 of my friends passed away,
yeah.
one from a stroke and one from a liver complication.
Mm-hmm.
A friend, Kurt, and another friend, Rodney, from the skateboard industry. One of them was in marketing and management of kids, and he was actually helping kids get their careers off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, Kurt, was more involved in filmmaking and image capturing and helping film these amazing tricks that are getting these kids somewhere. It's such a tender balance between finding a life of service that could actually serve you as well.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful, these people that just give their lives to something that's greater than just them.
Yeah. The scriptures say that we're just a vapor, we're but a vapor, and we're plucked out of eternity and placed into this world to fulfill a God-given purpose. And I think the examples of Kobe and Amber are just two people who have really fulfilled purpose, and it's really difficult to see a human metric and try to understand and quantify the time of life, but it's beautiful when you hear the stories of how many people have been affected by being so valiant and being so brave and tenacious with the gifts that God has given you.
Yeah, and Kurt and Rodney were able to travel the world riding a skateboard.
Yeah, that's
you know, imagine see the entire world just filming, documenting, having fun with your friends, sharing the joy that skateboarding can bring. Like it's a blessing. We got to get back to work, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what I like about Free People, Free People, we have this random word selector because we didn't think it'd be fair for us to pick the word that we wanted to speak about. So, to be fair to the room, we picked the word off of this random. It's not a random word selector. It's like a winner picker. But instead of putting winners' names in there, we put words in there.
Okay.
So I like to totally, you said okay, like if you're not part of this whole scheme right now.
No, but I thought it was a word generator. But technically it's a winner picker.
It's a winner picker.
Winner picker.
I can't use the phone to show it to you because the phone is filming this.
Okay.
So maybe next week I'll tell you what app it is. It's not even that good. But I like to be true to what the word is when it first pops up. I like to honor my first thought about that word. And when I heard look up, I heard my old football coach speaking to me. Mm-hmm. And I used to play football, believe it or not, it was freshman year. But I was a quarterback. And this one instance will tell you a lot about our football team. So we called the play, the line split. I got hit so hard that I lost all the air in my body. And when we came back into our huddle, and if you couldn't understand what that was, I was speaking like I was on helium, and I called my next play sounding like a balloon being deflated because I was hit so hard I couldn't breathe. And this will give you kind of the gist about how good our football team was, but we lost that game. On our way back to the locker room, we looked like a team that had lost that game. And then our coach just got in on us. And it wasn't so much because of the game, but because of our posture and because how we were behaving. And he was asking us, did you guys give it everything you had? And it wasn't to check us, but it was to have us pick our chins up. And he said, look up. Look up at me. He goes, I don't need none of you guys walking off the field, dragging your feet. If you guys gave it everything you have, you guys can look up. And you guys need to have a posture that says you gave it everything you had, and you might have not been good enough to do it today, but you'll be good enough to do it one day. As long as you don't give up, as long as you guys keep looking up, and you guys don't drag your feet, we're going to do this, we're going to practice tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. Coach stuff, you know? Everybody's had a coach or somebody in their life that has spoken up to them.
Yeah.
And you need to surround yourself with people like that. And that of course, reminds me of some scriptures, because instantly, I think of an instance, and then scriptures come as well. And sometimes scriptures come first. Whatever's closer to my heart attached to that specific word is probably what enters quicker. Mm-hmm. Since that was probably the first like motivational speech type speaking I had, besides my father. Usually when it comes to your father, it feels, sorry, Dad. Usually when it comes from your father, it feels more like a scolding than like a motivational speech.
That's so true.
Until you get older. And then you appreciate it. And then when they get too old and they pass, then you miss it. Mm-hmm. And then it's funny because then it echoes everywhere. And most of the time that it's echoing, it's probably you saying it.
Mm-hmm. You have nostalgia about the scolding.
Yeah. But in the scriptures, I thought about a couple instances. One of these instances was pretty interesting. This guy who didn't really, you know, maybe fit the bill, somebody who would hang out with Jesus. He was a tax collector. He climbs up this tree. His name was Zacchaeus. Because he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see the person that everybody was speaking about that was doing all these miracles. And then in comes Jesus, and instead of Zacchaeus calling to Jesus, Jesus calls to Zacchaeus and calls Zacchaeus by name. And someone who you would think that Jesus wouldn't know, he actually knew by name. And not only did he know him by name, he called him down. He said, hey, I got to hang with you. We're going to go to your house. Can I stay with you? And I think what that really speaks to is that Jesus and us, who should look like Jesus, should see people and see our friends at the greatest they can be and not at their lowest state. So Jesus saw Zacchaeus as who he could be, but not as this faulty tax collector. And I think Zacchaeus was so touched, as you read along further in the story, he gave back even four times what he had taken from people. So think about a tax collector giving. I would really love to have four times the taxes I paid given back to me. Taxes is real out here. But yeah, short story long about Zacchaeus and Jesus. It's a beautiful instance of just how God loves us and how Jesus sees us at our greatest self and not at our lowest self. And if we as a people can continue to see ourselves by looking up at what we could be and not down at what we just did or what someone else is trying to hold us to. There's another instance in the scripture where this paralyzed man was being brought to Jesus' feet and they couldn't get in the house because the house was too crowded. So their friends climbed up on the roof, cut a hole in the roof, and lowered the man on the mat down. Do you need some tear the roof off friends?
Absolutely.
I need some tear the roof off friends. So these friends knew that Jesus could do something for their friend. When Jesus saw the faith of the men, he healed the friend.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
Yeah.
So you can have enough faith not only for yourself, but for other people. And I think that all has to do with looking up. Because we don't look down at people, we look up at them. And if they're not there yet, you need to let them see where they're supposed to be so everyone can look up to them.
Yeah. And I just want to compliment you too, because that is, this value of looking up is a value that you have had in your life and in your relationships. And there's so many times over the years that I've heard people say when they're talking about you that Felix, he doesn't look at me as where I am, but he looks at the potential of who I can be. And these are people that have known you even before you knew who Jesus was, or you were even before you were following Jesus. And that just speaks to your character, and that regardless of you being in relationship to him, you already carried the essence of who he was by the way that you invested in people and the way that you saw people. And since you entered into a relationship with Jesus, I think it's just like multiply tenfold. And even in a marriage, sometimes it's a little bit intimidating. If we could talk about marriage stuff for a moment, it's a little bit intimidating when you have a partner that sees you at your best self, because yes, that is the way that it should be. That is what you want from a partner, but it also creates this pressure that you can't really fall short for too long, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, not even saying it in a negative way, but it pushes me to always want better for myself, or to never settle for just being okay or just making it through, knowing like, okay, yes, there's obviously grace in our marriage. There's grace in where we are. There is an understanding that God's timing is perfect, but there's also the knowledge in we have not yet reached our full potential, and we're not going to settle in the status quo of like a standard American dream, typical life or marriage, or even faith as believers. You can be comfortable in your faith. And so just to bring it all back, when it comes to our marriage and relationships, looking up, I think it means pulling people up from where they are to where they can be, pushing them forward to where they are standing in, to some way closer to reaching the potential of who God created them to be.
Well, I believe we've been given a life by the Creator to create it, not just to live it.
Yes.
Not just to live it and wait for it.
Oh, can you say that again?
I believe we've been given a life by the Creator in order to create it, not to wait for it.
Yes.
Too often we just live and we wait instead of taking the initiative to create what we want to see happen.
Yeah.
But one moment. I need a kiss for those kind words.
Aww.
Thank you for those kind words.
Oh,
that was very nice.
No, I was telling the truth.
And I want to give an example of her calling me up. Last night, we worked for hours and hours and hours on finishing the insulation of the floor. Mm-hmm. It's the first step in the van because all the cold air would be coming up from the floor. And if you've ever seen a cargo van, it may have a wood floor, but it has no insulation.
Yeah.
And when I was completely done insulating the floor and I was done, I put this vapor lock down, the whole thing. She came back from putting Lion to sleep and she goes, "Okay, so are you ready to bring the wood floor back in and attach it to the van?" And I was like, but she came in and she raised the bar. Did I want to reinstall the wood floor and put down all those D-rings and grommets and fix it to itself and match both pieces and center it up and make sure it was level? Absolutely not. But because my girl was raising the bar, I had to meet her there. Because I can't raise the bar and then expect her to get there but not do the same myself. And that's kind of that relationship that we have. It's a beautiful dynamic to have in your marriage, relationships, friendships, courtships, mm-hmm. workplace. It's amazing how good the scriptures are.
That's why we should be in them every day, huh?
Yeah. And that's our son. He's suffering in the dungeon. But he learned from Paul that if you worship loud enough, the gates of the cell open.
Mm.
And I don't know if Lion can worship that hard. Okay. We might have to go get him.
So I'm going to get him for the outro.
Oh, look who's back.
We're here.
Hey, buddy.
He's a mess. He's got biscuit on over.
How was jail? Cool. Little convict.
You ready for the outro?
All right, here. Hold on. Let me help you with that. You got to look good for your big heyday here. Okay, cool.
For your big debut?
Yeah. Why, you look bummed out because I wiped your face?
So for next week, our word for free people
is tu me vuelves loco, loco, loco. No?
No.
Okay.
So next week's word is I can't. We'll be speaking about that at the social night on Friday and be thinking about how this word appears in our life, in our thoughts through the week. And we're excited to share what we come up with next week. So if you have any thoughts on the word look at, you can leave them in the comments. You can leave them in the comments or message us, DM us on Instagram at Free People TV. As usual, we leave our socials below. We hope that this conversation was valuable to you. And if it was, definitely share it with somebody in your life this week. I think Lion agrees that he learned so much from us, even though he wasn't here. Thank you so much for being part of this conversation. We will see you in the next one.
And we're looking forward to hear from you guys because honestly, the freedom is in community. It's not in solidarity. So we do free people, because everything you guys have to say is equally as valuable as what we have to say. We try and create a space where we all come in with less, but we always leave with more.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for being with us today. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Say bye, Lion.
Bye to the people.
You never know how to say bye. Can you throw him a kiss?
He kind of knows how to wave.
How about?
Can you wave?
Can you do wave?
Bye.
Say bye.
Except there's no people. Are you saying bye to the camera?
How about this? Can you throw him a kiss?
Say bye to the camera.
Say.
Say bye to the camera. That's all we get. Okay.
That's our ending.